Anti-Christian violence in India's Orissa state leaves deep wounds. Travel bags stay packed while a mission group waits on Ike's next move. And a new hospital ministry launches the first of its kind in Ethiopia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The worst anti-Christian violence in India since independence 60 years ago has yet to come to an end in the state of Orissa. The World Bible Translation Center has felt its effects firsthand. Samson is with the WBTC and says one of their distributors, 50-year-old Kumuda Bardhan, was murdered as more than 1,000 people attacked his village and church.
When Brother Kumuda Bardhan came to intervene and he pleaded with the extremists to stop the attacks, they caught hold of him and they started thrashing him. And when he fell down unconscious, they just lifted his body and threw him in the fire.
Bardhan's wife, son, and daughter-in-law were also attacked. Samson says,
the magnitude of the attacks that are being carried out is more than what anybody can imagine or comprehend. These things are not appearing in the media. Now, according to the media, about 50 people are dead, but actually over 500 people are missing.
Next, an entire retirement community was put on standby, bags packed, awaiting on Hurricane Ike's next move. Buckner International's original evacuation plan for Calder Woods residents halted when Ike sharply changed direction Tuesday. Instead of North Texas, they're now watching the Rio Grande Valley, where they have a children's village. Meteorologists are predicting landfall on Saturday if it does hit this coast. Pray that all evacuees can have peace in the uncertainty of waiting. You're listening to Mission Network News. As for the emotional and spiritual health of the people in hurricane territory, International Bible Society Send the Light is responding. They've already sent down at least 21,000 pieces of Christian literature. An entire Bible is often confusing for someone who's never interacted with Scripture before, says Suze Hyde.
That's one reason we focus on very specific disaster material where it speaks directly to what they are going through today.
Well, there wasn't as much damage from Gustave as expected.
There are many areas where so many trees have been blown down that it's going to take a while first to clean that up before they're able to do the water, the electricity and things so folks can move back home. So many folks are displaced and will be for up to another month.
Disaster survivors are responding to counseling services even quicker than they did after Katrina. Next, Ethiopia now has its first and only pediatric specialty surgery hospital. Cure International announced its opening this week in Addis Ababa. Their medical team will focus their efforts on clubfoot, cleft lip and palate surgeries, and burn victims while also teaching new surgeons. The state-of-the-art hospital has 60 beds. In the first year alone, Cure is hoping to do 1,000 surgeries and treat 5,000 kids, all of them experiencing how Christ's love can impact the rest of their lives. And Reach Global Europe just opened ministry in three cities: Berlin, Germany, Paris, France, and Rome, Italy. Why Europe? Reach Global's Rick Burke says many people calling themselves Christians are really nominal Christians. Burke says Reach Global wants to see more believers and a thriving church in Europe.
Each of our teams right now have veteran missionaries who have had successful ministries in other cities. They've now moved into these cities to begin teams and to begin ministry, and right now they're laying groundwork.
Burke says they need young people to get involved because of the type of work that's being developed. It's an opportunity to forge new relationships in church planning.
For example, in Berlin, one of the things that we actually are moving towards is developing some cafe, culture, music kinds of locations, so young people would be a great connection there. In Paris, our couple that are working there have already connected with several university ministries.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution against Christians is growing around the world. For a suggested donation, MNN wants to help you learn about it with a book and CD called Better Than Life. These two resources will tell you about today's persecuted believers, while the music will inspire you to share your faith no matter what the cost. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.